Well, the government has promised to tackle the issue of investment firms acquiring entire developments of new homes, though how that will be done remains to be seen. At the same time, CSO data yesterday showed the supply of new homes being completed fell by 20% in the first 3 months of the year, as COVID restrictions limited the amount of construction that could take place in the country. To take a look at what that might mean for the amount of new homes coming on stream this year, I'm joined now by Dermot O'Leary, who's chief economist with Goodbody Stockbrokers. Dermot, all construction is back as of this week. What do you think that first quarter drop will mean for the number of new homes that we'll see built this year?
Well, I think that given that most of the construction sector was in lockdown in the first quarter of the year, a result of 20% reduction is actually not a bad result, all things considered, and will probably mean, in our view, that we'll get output this year to about 21,000 units, which will put us level with last year, but still well below where we need to be in the 30,000. Now, the bigger impact that we've seen, rather than on completions, housing completions, is on housing starts. So housing starts are down by one third since the pandemic began. So it means that the effect of the pandemic on housing output overall is a lingered one. So the effect is, it means that we get flatter output over the coming years because starts haven't been happening over the last 10 months or so.
You cite an issue around capacity in the sector. What exactly does that mean?
So we have many different issues in the housing market in relation to lack of supply, like viability and other things. But one of the issues that we've identified is scale. So when you look at the UK as our closest comparator, the top 10 biggest builders in the UK build about 35% of the homes on an annual basis. The top 10 in Ireland build about 15% of the homes on an annual basis. What that means is that you have lack of scale, you have lack of efficiencies, you have lack of funding capabilities by these firms. And that all feeds in to the ability for Ireland really to get back up to where we need to be, and that's in the 30,000 units per annum.
How can that be resolved? And I suppose the most important thing, can it be done quickly?
I don't think it can be done quickly. I think it's a legacy of the crash. Unfortunately, what the government can do can remove as many of the blockages that they can in relation to land and the servicing of land. I think the conversations that we're having over the past couple of days in relation to the role of international funds, I think, is important in this regard as well. When you look at the output in the country overall, apartments are becoming an increasingly important, bigger part of the output, particularly in Dublin. So apartments were 50%, and most of those apartments would not be built without the investment funds. The final thing I'd say on this is the government needs to look at its own role in this as well. They have been purchasing about 60% of the homes that are being bought by non-households over the last 24 months or so, and not the investment funds. And recently they're taking up leases on properties, thus taking units away from the private sector. So I think a conversation needs to be had about the role that the government is having here and its inability to build up its own direct building programme.
Can you facilitate investments, backing developments here, without the end result being that they own most or all of the resulting properties? Or are those two things linked?
Well, there's constitutional issues we are told by the government on this, that they're looking into it at the moment. What I would say is in relation to the demand pattern, there is demand out there for housing estates by first-time buyers. I would think it was difficult because of the more difficult and riskier element of apartment building. I think it's unlikely that a vast proportion of that apartment building will actually happen without PRS investment overall. So it's a balancing act that the government must face into over the next number of days and weeks.
Okay, Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody Stockbrokers, thank you very much for that.